This is a photo actually that my son took, and I can say it was probably, maybe it was at least 20 years ago. And it's a photograph of a bridge, a road that ran across from one peninsula to the that I lived on way back on Long Island, over to the mainland there. And it's a very familiar sight because I walked there many times. I went fishing there with my father, and I have this photo in a frame here on the wall. And it has so much depth to it because, well, looking at it today, of course, I'm reflected in it, where I am. I think that's the washer and dryer behind me and the window. And it was just an interesting image that became another image when I tried to take a picture of it. But it's also represents so much time at this point. And, you know, it's funny that here I am looking back at my life, and I had a conversation with my son yesterday, who's now in his 40s, and he's doing the same thing. And I thought to myself, gee, how can this be possible? He's talking about things he hasn't done in his life. I always think of him as my little boy, so it was an interesting conversation to have. It just kind of brought time together in a different way. He always wanted to be a photographer. And of course, you know, as life goes on, he's done many different things, but he said to me yesterday, someday I'll get back to it. And I just, it was very warming to hear that, I think. I love this picture because it kind of fades away into nothing, and it's a road to somewhere, but you don't really know where. But it feels, you know, it feels safe because I know the place and I've been there, and still it represents some place that I haven't been. Anyway, you know, it was nice to pull up. A lot of times, you know, one thing the internet is good for is, you know, looking up definitions and things like that. It's also not good for a lot of things because a lot of the information you find isn't correct. That's another thing to think about. But I just enjoyed bringing up my research and not having to type it myself. And I looked through this, the definition of image. And I think what I picked out of all of this was portrayal. And I thought to myself, you know, and also the interesting part of image being related to copying or imitating or representing. But the portrayal thing brought me back to self. And I thought, you know, even if you take a photo or you paint a picture and you try to make something look like what you're looking at, what you're looking at and how you see it is personal. So I wanted to change my definition of image into something more like self-portrayal. And I don't really think it's possible to copy or imitate anything. I mean, there's a choice of what you choose to present as an image even. And that's kind of what, you know, I'm stuck with today as I move forward on the thoughts about illustration and image, be it cloth or paper, and what that actually means to me, and then how would that affect how I would go about creating the images, I guess. So really just thinking today and looking.